Someone from Yerushalayim asks, I've been taught that it's against halacha to neuter or spay animals. Why is this? If it's because it's considered tsar balei chayim, pain to the animal, isn't it more cruel to allow the cat population, for example, to multiply out of proportions and have hundreds of hungry stray cats prowling the streets, and as they do to my apartment occasionally, sneaking into people's homes and stealing, or touching expensive food, breaking things, etc.? What about the tsaris it causes people? It seems cruel to the cats as well as to people. The idea of spaying or neutering male animals, castrating them, is a Torah prohibition. It has nothing to do with tsar bali chayim. We don't know the reason why the Torah prohibited it. There are various possibilities, either because God wanted the world to be populated, and it's not just that the physical animals, but every animal represents spiritual powers, and the spiritual powers are extended in the world through the population of the animal. Also, God wanted the world to be populated, and each animal serves its purpose, and we don't know 100% what that purpose is and how many we need or whatever, and therefore we are not the ones to tamper with the reproduction of animals. On the other hand, spaying or neutering female animals is not clear whether that is a Torah prohibition or only rabbinic, and there are possible ways of permitting certain kinds of neutering or spaying and preventing female animals from getting pregnant, whether it's done by a Jew or sometimes if it's done by a non-Jew. One should ask a competent rabbi if he has the necessity as to if and when a female animal can be neutered and how that can be done properly and halachically.